Now, that's the.
All right, we got one other case.
They can, I just want to ask one question, Councilman. They can appeal that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Got you.
Yep.
Which they probably will.
Yeah.
But at least it's, at least our position's on record, or at least.
Both ways.
In a roundabout way, even you guys, your position's on record.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why we got five on there.
Well, no, by saying.
That's why we got five on there.
But that's why you.
You got two.
By saying you felt it should have been, go back to planning and zoning.
You felt like a land use thing should go back.
Owner, yes.
Right? Okay, the next case is $11,844.
Just wanted to make sure you were.
The guy's seeking a variance from the side yard setbacks, and he's down in Swanda Drive. He's one building that new home. That's the one that the fella.
Yeah.
I'm trying, yeah, that Brett, you made, you tabled that one.
That's the one I questioned about the.
Question, it hadn't been built yet, right?
Oh, yeah, he said he couldn't move, I believe Mr. Sharp asked that question.
The air conditioner.
He couldn't move that shed because he didn't want to. The wife didn't want it back there, is that right?
Hey, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, remember he said though, yeah.
Happy home, happy wife.
He couldn't go home if he didn't get it, he better not come home or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that, my wife, if I'm gone.
He did, he said, then I better not go home.
You know, if she told me not come home, but didn't get it or something to that effect, I believe. But, hey, that could be done.
I mean, it's right brand, it's a new home.
Sure.
So, I mean, he can make it fit.
Well.
You asking that?
I tell you.
Gentlemen, I'll make a motion that we deny case number 11,844.
All of them.
Because it can be developed, it cannot otherwise be developed, yes, it can.
Yeah.
And it's being created by the applicant. Anything to that, gentlemen?
Do I have a second to that motion?
John, you had something?
Do you have something there, John?
Well, motion's on the floor, so you gotta.
Well, we ain't got a second.
Well, you can discuss, you can discuss the.
I mean, you know, it's always a problem in Swan Keys and.
Yeah.
Across the road, down the road.
Cape Windsor.
Cape Windsor.
Yeah.
You know, we've granted these before, many times, I mean.
But we did promise we'd do each one individually.
I know.
But John, second, I mean, he is building new. I mean, he can make.
Sure, he's all building new.
Yeah, but I mean, we can make him tighten it up and go up a little bit if he wants to.
Hey, damn right.
But he said he didn't want to do that. You asking that, remember?
Oh, yeah, he said this was.
You know, one thing that we've, but, I mean, it's a 40-foot lot, it's not a 50. And he's asking for a 24-foot wide home. And you're talking about denying the whole thing. I mean, I can see if you denied certain amenities, like the shed or the HVAC, that's what I'm saying.
Well, he was saying it wouldn't be.
You can't, it's not like he's asking for, and we've discussed this, where it is difficult to find a home now that, you know, to be able to navigate well for less than, you know, 24 feet wide. So I think it's a little strong to personally to deny the whole thing. But maybe, like I said, the certain amenities, the shed or the HVAC unit or whatever. Not just to deny the whole thing, because it's a 40-foot lot, it's not a 50. That's just my feeling on it.
Well, if they move the AC in the shed?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying, I'm saying, as far as the residence itself, I don't think we should deny it.
Okay.
Yeah, if it was a 50-foot lot and he was asking for 34-foot wide home, yeah.
Well, I have no problem with that then, if he can move the shed and the AC units. Move the shed to the front and the AC.
Right, I mean, the AC can go somewhere else, or, you know, it can actually go on the other side and encroach.
So you're only asking for, so you're just asking for the steps?
No, you're asking for a variance on that one side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the whole home.
Side yard setbacks, variance, seeking variance for the side yards.
Yeah, of.
For the shed and the AC, right?
It's not 4.5 feet, is it?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
4.4.
Is it 10 foot?
4.4.
4.10 foot.
4.4 on both of them.
Yeah, 4.4 both of them.
Yeah, the shed is 4.4. You would need a variance of 4.4 because it's an attached shed.
Right.
The HVAC is the one that you need 8.3 because it's so close on the other side. The but dwelling, you would need a variance of 4.5 on the north side.
Right. 4.5 or 5.5?
I believe it's 5.5.
It's 5.5.
No, no, no. It's if you look at it, Mr. Mills, if you look at the air in the arrow there on the survey.
Right.
It says 5.5. That's the distance from the house to the side yard. So you need 4.5.
Oh, I see it. Okay, right. 4.5. Okay. I was thinking that was showing the measurement. Okay.
Yeah, it's a little tough to read.
It is. It is. So see, you know, I'm fine with the 5.5. Now, he can put the AC on the other side and encroach up to 5 feet, and he can also detach the shed.
It's okay.
And he's got everything he wants. So that's what that was my point.
Do what now, John? You're gonna detach the shed.
So the only thing
move the AC.
If you wanted to, I'm all for the 4.5 foot variance on the north side, and the 4.4 foot variance for the stoop on the south side.
Okay.
So what do I do? Retract my motion?
Yeah.
You can withdraw it. You would need a second to withdraw it?
Or you could change it.
No, I'll withdraw it.
You didn't get a second on it anyway.
Yeah.
Huh? You second it?
No, Mr. Workman, I believe.
You second it?
Nobody seconded it.
Mr. Workman's getting ready to make a motion.
Yeah, you're getting ready to make a motion.
There wasn't any second.
Yeah. Wasn't no second, right?
No, there wasn't a second to it.
Oh, there wasn't?
Then you can... You can withdraw your motion, Mr. Rickard, if you wish.
Now you can withdraw, and you can make a new one.
Okay. I'm going to withdraw, period.
Okay. Now.
Okay, John, you going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Go, John.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve the 4.5-foot variance on the north side and the 4.4 variance for the stoop on the south side. As it's a unique lot, it's 40 feet wide, difficult to put anything a navigable home width-wise, and necessary to afford a reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't create the lot width, certainly shouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood, as there are many other variances in the neighborhood. I think it's a minimum to afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
And Mr. Mills, before we get there, do you want to opine on the variances for the shed and the HVAC?
To deny those, yeah.
For
because they can be placed in conformity.
Thank you.
Again, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,844 for the 4.5 variance on the north side and a 4.4 on the south side only. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickard?
Nay.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I'm Scamway for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 4-1, case number 11,844 is approved.
It was a one.
There's one in every crowd.
Hey, that's all the business before us, gentlemen. If there's nothing else, we're open for adjournment.
So move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.
You guys beat the heck out of me.